maybe give us a little sketch on number 15. Madam Clerk.
Item number 14 from Corporation Counsel recommending payment in the amount of $20,000 to David Brill in wages and $5,000 to First Albrecht and Blondes SC in attorney's fees and settlement of David Brill versus Milwaukee County ERD case number CR2011-00307 and EEOC charge number 26G2011-00596C. Item number 15 from Corporation Counsel requesting authorization to amend the contract with White, Hirschbeck, and Dudick SC to a total amount not to exceed $100,000 to represent Milwaukee County for prosecution of the county's claims against potentially responsible parties for losses or damages relating to the failure of the O'Donnell Park parking structure.
Okay, thank you, Madam Clerk. Mr. Grady, on item number 15, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just some background. It's a somewhat complicated, in some ways, subject. As everyone knows, we had the O'Donnell parking structure tragic accident. And as a result of that, there were several lawsuits filed against a variety of the contractors by the injured parties and the deceased young boy. And those lawsuits included Milwaukee County as a defendant. The insurance company, Wisconsin County Mutual, hired White, Hirschbeck, and Dudek to defend those lawsuits on behalf of Milwaukee County. In fact, they were hired almost the day after the lawsuit, to do investigation from the very beginning. And they have been defending the county from the beginning against those claims. The county board last year authorized, through a resolution, the hiring of the same firm, because of the efficiency of using the same firm, to prosecute the county's claims against any of the contractors that were potentially responsible for the loss of revenue and the repair costs to the O'Donnell parking structure. And so the contract that was authorized was for $50,000, and we have expended or are very close to expending those sums at this point. Recently, in terms of the litigation, the court has held a very complicated motion hearing with all the parties filing various motions and cross motions that relate to what's called the statute of repose that limits the time you can sue over construction defects, regardless of when they occur, or when you find out about them, I should say, statute of limitations, et cetera. And as a result of that, the court has dismissed some of the contractors from the lawsuit but left some in. And so our claims are proceeding against at least one of the contractors against Cass Stone. And so now most of the pretrial discovery process has been done on the what I call the liability aspects of the case. You know, all the various parties have expert witnesses who have issued their reports about who's at fault for what happened. And we're moving into what I call the damage part of this case, where now we are being required to prove our damages. And so our outside counsel is working with the county individuals, Greg High and others, to come up with the correct figures for what our damages are. And so we're moving into that phase, and then once that is done, the case will be, I'm sure there'll be a mediation attempt, and then there will be a trial if nothing else happens. This request is for an additional $50,000 beyond the original $50,000. It's our estimate that that should get us all the way to trial, maybe even into trial. It depends on how things go. It depends on whether there's one other issue relating to insurance coverage, which we don't know how much litigation there will be on that issue. But if this case does have to go through trial, I can tell you I will be back asking for more. So I want you to know that up front. If it does not go to trial, if it gets resolved through a settlement or in some other matter short of trial, this should be the last request. So I don't know where it's going to go in terms of settlement. There's very large personal injury claims, and then our claim is obviously very large. I don't have an exact figure, $5, $6 million. So that's the request.
Supervisor Weishaupt, anything else?
No, that's
not. Okay, anybody else on either 14 or 15? If not, then Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Harris?
Aye.
Schmidt? Weishaupt?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. Those two items are approved.
Very good. I'm going to look to our Vice Chair, Supervisor Harris, to, in essence, be respectful of